young birds flying, and the soft wind blowing cools the sweat inside my palms.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salland Show, Dad's Point of View. Please email me questions at bruce@brucesalland.com. That's Bruce and Salland, S-A-L-L-A-N. That's S like Suspicious Minds, another great Elvis song. That song by Elvis that you hear each week is just one of my favorites and not one of his more well-known ones. Elvis is an example of music defining every generation. He was not my generation, but I discovered him later. And he is certainly someone that I especially enjoy. This segment of the Bruce Salland Show is sponsored by North Pier Fiduciary Management, a registered investment advisor in the group I trust and use to handle my money. You can reach them at npier.com, npier.com, and do write for their free newsletter. It is time for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne is a life coach for men, couples, and families and the director of BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMen.org's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
Good to be back, Bruce.
So, Wayne, what is the last song or CD, song you downloaded, if you in fact bought and downloaded one, or the last CD? What's the last music you bought?
The last music I bought?
Can you even remember?
No.
Okay, that's my point. There's a certain point at which we stop paying attention and buying music when, at least for me, I went to the record store on my bicycle all my teen years. I got the KHJ, which was the big AM station at the time in L.A., Top 30, and I would buy singles and with whatever allowance I had. And I watched that Top 30, and I kept track. And you probably don't even know the top, nor do I, by the way, the top 30 of pop charts now.
No, that's for sure. But I have some interest in current music. And, you know, not many people my age, we went to a concert recently, just the other day, my wife and I, and we were clearly the oldest people there.
What was it?
It was a DJ called Girl Talk.
A DJ? I'm impressed.
Yeah. And I mean, we felt our age, but some of what's being done today is just fascinating. And, you know, it's not for everyone, but this particular guy mashes up, meaning combines existing music. And you can hear a little bit of Springsteen and some hip-hop, and you can hear five or six songs actually happening at once. And so I sort of marveled at the creativity, the technical know-how of these guys, and how they have amazing power over the audience as if they were a huge rock band. And there's one guy with a couple of computers on the stage. So it's pretty fascinating what's going on these days.
I understand that phenomena is big and that some of these guys can fill up stadiums.
Yes. I mean, they're rock stars.
Yeah.
DJs are rock stars. And of course, most people, when you hear DJ, you think of someone on the radio spinning music, but it means something completely different now.
For our audience, those that don't know, why don't you explain it a little bit? And then I have to tell you the contrasting concert that I went to most recently.
Well, I'm not an expert on this, but these guys are using existing music, sampling parts, which sampling has been used for years in hip-hop and current music, but they go to a new level. They are mixing live bits and pieces and creating new sounds from existing music, from spoken word. Some of them are combining their computer wizardry with a live percussionist. And it's wide open, and they're creating these events, and they have huge followings. And a lot of it's around the dance world. But kids are staying up late at night going to this. And I tell you what, I can't do that very often because I'm not as young as I used to be.
Let me ask a dumb question about that. Do they have a set list, or do they literally do it spontaneously?
No, they have a plan, and they have songs that their followers recognize. But they can go off script. and they create an absolute frenzy. It's fascinating. But what's fun is that if you're older and you start hearing Van Halen and some other of the older bands being worked in.
Yes. Well, most of these DJs, from what I understand, because my son is well entrenched in music, they're almost like musicologists. Mm. They aren't just expert in current music. They do know the history, and they will bring in old artists as well as new artists, and that is therefore what makes it so interesting, I think, for maybe all generations.
Right. It's really fascinating. And so, you know, the world keeps revolving, and music keeps evolving, and there continue to be new and innovative ways for people and the kids to express themselves.
Hmm.
And always there's a component that someone's not interested in, but fortunately there's enough going on that you could find something that you like.
Well, we went a few weeks ago, my wife and I and another couple, to see Eric Clapton.
Mm-hmm.
And unlike you, where you felt like you were the oldest one there, we felt like we were among the youngest, which is kind of pathetic given how old I am. But I looked around and I nudged my wife and I said, Mike, we're the youngest people in this crowd. And it was funny. I must say, though, Clapton at 62 or whatever age he was, or is, I should say, he put on just a terrific show. And it was the quality of the music. There were just six musicians on stage. And the quality of the music, each individual one, all of whom got their day in the sun, so to speak. It was just almost breathtaking. It was that good. And given that Clapton is kind of a personalityless performer, it really had to be powerfully good to keep your attention, because he really doesn't talk. He doesn't move around much, but he is one talented guitarist and songwriter and musician.
Yes. Well, you know, in terms of the music just being, you know, the soundtrack of our lives, and it changes from generation to generation. It is pretty amazing living in this time during the beginnings of rock and roll and how things have evolved, that now most of the rockers are senior citizens. Many of whom are still performing, but, you know, our kids, a lot of that music obviously survives.
I love how Mick Jagger was famous for saying, never trust anybody over 30. And, of course, he's now double that age and still touring and leading a rock and roll lifestyle. So
go
watch what you say. It'll come back to haunt you.
That's right. And, you know, it's a lot of it is being shared by kids and parents and grandparents. And that's probably something that wasn't happening always. You
know? I agree. I do think there is more acceptance between the generations than there was when we were growing up. Out of curiosity, just posing another question, what is the last concert you remember attending with either of your kids?
We took our son to Sting.
Ah, okay. Did he like Sting or know who he was?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Not one of his favorites, but... but he liked it, and we took him. We took him when he was younger, when he was first learning to play the guitar, to see Don Henley.
Mm.
And you know, I remember him sitting on my shoulders for the last encore when he played Desperado.
Mm.
And he knew, you know, my son knew how to play that song in his own.
So he could watch and actually see it. That's cool. That's
very exciting.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Yeah.
Well, we are actually getting close to the end of our segment all too quickly. Let's please share with our readers a little bit more about where they can reach you and any upcoming events you want to tell us about.
Yeah, well, you know, it's nice to talk about something light, and because most of the work that I do is pretty heavy, you know,
mm-hmm.
helping men to be better men and husbands and fathers, and working through what's difficult. But I really honor the men who come and ask for help, because they are the few, and they are the proud. And when they stick with it, they make significant changes for themselves and their families. So you can find out what we're doing at bettermen.org. Get a copy of my book and find out what we're doing to help men.
That book is called?
Hold On to Your Nuts. Non-negotiable, unalterable terms. Hold On to Your Nuts, the relationship manual for men.
Those nuts, those terms, are terms that you live your life by. And I've learned from Wayne their value, because it makes decision-making a whole lot easier when you have terms that you understand and are non-negotiable, which is why the acronym and Wayne's designation of that term is so important and valuable. So I actually heartily recommend that book. After, of course, you buy my new book, A Dad's Point of View, We're Half the Equation. Wayne?
Nice work, Bruce.
How do you like that one? Mm-hmm. Could not resist because I felt I was going off a little bit too much in support of you. But I do love you, and I thank you as always for being such a great guest.
Right on. Talk to you next time.
Okay, thank you. I also want to thank North Pier for sponsoring this segment of the Bruce Salen Show, Dad's Point of View. It is time for a break. You can tweet me at Bruce Salen, and we will be back with Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap.
Talking about my generation.